In this bulletin, Victoria records 45 new coronavirus infections and 5 more deaths. Tough talks take place as the National Cabinet decides on lifting the international arrivals cap. And in sport, the final mountain stage of the Tour de France saw a breakaway maiden victory for a veteran rider. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Victoria has recorded 45 new coronavirus infections in the last 24 hours, which is up slightly from an almost three-month low of 28 cases recorded yesterday. Another 5 Victorians have died, taking the state's toll to 750 and the national total to 837. The 14-day rolling average daily tally in metropolitan Melbourne has fallen to 42.7, well under the 30 to 50 cases per day benchmark needed for the city to move into the next stage of the roadmap out of restrictions on the 28th of September. Victoria Police and military personnel are enforcing strict traffic conditions outside the city of Melbourne to ensure people don't attempt to take advantage of relaxed restrictions in regional communities. Tough discussions are expected at today's National Cabinet meeting over increasing the international arrivals limit of return travellers. More than 27,000 Australians are stranded overseas and are desperate to return home. New South Wales, Western Australia and Queensland are keen to accept an extra 500 people each week. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says there is clear hotel quarantine capacity to boost the intake of return travellers.
Massive hotel capacity around the country to bring Australians home, to bring our sons and daughters home, to bring our parents, to bring people who want to return to their own country home. The advice is that there's a clear capacity that can be increased, and that means more Australians coming home.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to unveil a $2 billion extension of the COVID-19 emergency response. It will allow telehealth and home delivery of medicine services to be extended to March next year. Queensland will lift border restrictions on the ACT next week, allowing Canberra residents to fly to the Sunshine State. It's been 8 days since the state recorded a case of community transmission. Queensland Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says Canberrans will still need to meet certain requirements to enter the state.
They'll have to then declare that they haven't been in a hotspot in the last 14 days and they have to fly in. They can't drive, because if they drive, they'll be driving through a hotspot.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg concedes Australia's labour market is still suffering despite a surprise fall in unemployment. The jobless rate unexpectedly fell to 6.8% and approximately 111,000 people gained employment in August. Mr. Frydenberg says the economic road ahead will be bumpy, but there will be improvement once Victoria recovers.
Well, there's still a long way to go, and we know that the road ahead will be pretty bumpy and that people are still doing it pretty tough. But we know also that there are positive signs across the economy, and we have the plan to get people back to work. And what we would like to see is those restrictions eased as soon as possible in Victoria in a COVID-safe way.
Treasurer Frydenberg will deliver the budget early next month. And to sport and cycling, Primoz Roglic has maintained his 57-second lead over fellow Slovenian Tadej Pogacar in the Tour de France. Mikhail Kwiatkowski claimed his maiden victory on stage 18 and crossed the line arm-in-arm with teammate Richard Carapaz. He says it's a moment he will never forget.
Can't describe how grateful I am to the whole team. It was an incredible day for us, and I will never forget that, you know. I get some nice moments in cycling, but that was something new experience, you know. I've got like goosebumps. That's incredible. I think we're going to celebrate big time tonight.
Australia's Richie Porte finished 6th to maintain his 4th spot on the general classification. The Tour de France continues tonight with the 166-kilometre Stage 19 from Champagnole, which could decide the winner. You can catch the action on SBS and SBS On Demand from 9:30pm Eastern Standard Time. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, showers 19. Adelaide, rain, possible storm 21. Melbourne, late rain, windy 25. Hobart, mostly sunny 20. In Canberra, shower or 2, 21. Similar conditions for Wollongong, 20. Sydney, showers, 22. Newcastle, possible shower, 23. Brisbane, possible morning shower, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, possible shower, 33. This is SBS News.